A podcast from St Michael's Church in Waddington in the UK for Remembrance Sunday, November 2017. Our reading is taken from St Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, the parable of the 10 virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." In some ways, our gospel reading seems a bit strange for today. There's very little in it about courage and bravery, or even about peace and Jesus as that wonderful Prince of Peace. It seems to focus more on negligence and the need to be prepared. But when I began thinking about it earlier in the week, it seemed to me that in many ways it does perhaps particularly speak to us today as we remember the sacrifice of those who've died over the years in wartime. None of us know the time when our lives will be required of us, and in times of conflict that uncertainty becomes even more apparent, and each one of us is responsible for our own preparation for meeting with God. But the other thing that struck me was that in this story, which Jesus tells to try and help the people understand what the kingdom of heaven is like, there seems to be something important about leadership, or the lack of it, at its heart. The women Jesus describes have gathered to celebrate a wedding, but some of them haven't prepared for the situation they find themselves in, and the late arrival of the bridegroom could easily have been predicted. Somehow, they don't seem to have been led in the right way. The story is rooted in the Jewish tradition of contrasting wisdom and folly, being sensible or foolish. Jesus is reminding his listeners that they need to make sure they are ready for the key moment, that what matters is being prepared, being wise, thinking ahead, realizing perhaps that a crisis will inevitably come, and that if you don't make preparations now, you may not have the chance in the future. And these are the good lessons that a good leader shares with those that they lead. I think it's difficult today to see who are the true leaders of our society when the media focuses on the antics of celebrities and the misdeeds of politicians. How can we expect our young people to know what a good leader is and how to become good leaders? One of the unseen losses that goes alongside the loss of life during conflicts is the loss of potential for those who remain. Most of a generation of young men died in the First World War. Their potential for contributing both to our gene pool and to the development of our society was huge. I suspect that those who could have been the greatest leaders were probably among the first to die. The poor quality of leadership that we are left with among world leaders at the moment may to some extent be the direct result of this. It's possible to read the Gospels in many different ways, to look for guidance in the development of a just society, to underpin an ethical approach that values each person as an individual loved by God. Also to learn more about the kingdom of heaven that Jesus announces, and Jesus himself, both by his life and example, teaches us what it is to be a good leader. The example he gives us is of a leader with passion, courage, wisdom, and gentleness. The leadership of Jesus is one that does not avoid conflict, but is adaptive. A leadership that recognizes the potential of those around him and is able to stick with what needs to be done even when the path is steep and stony, difficult to navigate, and ends at the cross outside Jerusalem. Today, as we commemorate those who've died in conflicts around the world, we think of those leaders that have been lost to us, and we're also encouraged to take on their mantle, to be inspired, to be the best possible leaders of others, leaders who are prepared to demonstrate the passion, courage, wisdom, and gentleness that Jesus showed.